Mining HQ. Thanks to GMS for surface, blast hole, spares and equipment hire.
Joining us this morning is Deb Child. She's the CEO of Helping Minds. Deb, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And we want to dive into things, especially issues that arise with FIFO workers. So what are some issues that sort of crop up for FIFO workers?
I guess the most obvious one, of course, is the long stretches and the time away from home. And even a short few days can feel a long time. So, being away from the ones that you love, sometimes feeling disconnected from home and life and feeling that you might be missing out because you're away from your family. And I guess, too, the difficulty as well can be on some mine sites. If you haven't got any cell reception, you could actually feel quite isolated and disconnected as well. So I guess it is that feeling of connection, potentially, that is the biggest issue.
So how do we maintain that strong connection with home if we are away?
Even small things. So small activities like a small, a quick 2-minute phone call or a message. You know, if you do have connection on site or if you're able to keep in touch during the day, definitely when you're not on shift or working, being able to call home, having a video call with the people that are important within your life. So maintaining that strong connection with home so that you don't feel that you're missing out, you know, on birthdays or gatherings or family get-togethers, can you join in online? I think one of the things that came out really clearly in 2020 with COVID particularly was the fact that we can join activities online that we would normally go to in person. And it might not be as good as being there in person, but it's better than not being there at all.
Now, what about things for FIFO workers that they're on site? Is there some things that they could do specifically to help cope better mentally and emotionally?
Yeah, I mean, it's about having that support network around you, I guess. So having, close support from the people that within your family, whether it's your parents or your partner or your children, close friends. So maintaining that connection with them, letting others know that, if you are struggling when you're away or you're feeling isolated, talk about it, have a phone chat. If you're speaking to someone, you love, I think even I know whenever I've been away, even a quick 2-minute phone call or video call can make a huge difference, just seeing a smiling face, having that quick conversation. And I guess too, it's important when you're working away to make sure that you have got some connections at work, so people that you do feel that you can trust and have a conversation with, if you can, sort of make friends in that way. And I guess as well too, it's always good to have something to remind us of home, is there something that you can take with you when you go away? I know when I travel, I take my own pillow because I find that that's actually quite comforting.
Well, what do you guys do? Helping Minds is an organisation. What do you do? And where can listeners get some more info from you as well?
Sure. Yeah. Helping Minds, we support people who are supporting a family member or a friend or a workmate who's got a mental health challenge. And we also provide mental health education and mental health first aid courses to community groups, workplaces and schools. And you can actually find us. At the moment, you can still find us on Facebook at Helping Minds AU. So we hope that continues. And we post daily tips about mental well-being and updates about programs that we have going. Plus, you can get in touch with us through our website, which is helpingminds.org.au. Or please do give us a call on 1800 811 747.
And check out the website at helpingminds.org.au. Deb, thanks so much for joining us this morning on Mining HQ.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Mining HQ. Thanks to GMS for surface, blast hole, spares and equipment hire.